This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. To aviation now. Those seats right up at the very front of the plane with the really great views out the front. There is an industry-wide shortage of commercial pilots. Has been for a while, but it's gotten so bad that one subsidiary of American Airlines is offering qualified aviators bonuses of up to $250,000 to come fly for them. PSA Airlines operates shuttle flights throughout the Midwest, the Northeast, and the South, but has had to cut back on its service because it doesn't have enough pilots. And as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports, that is a problem that's rippling through the whole aviation sector.
This problem has been decades in the making, says analyst Christopher Raitt at Third Bridge. The rise of drones disrupted the military pilot pipeline, and training on your own can cost upwards of $100,000. Then came COVID and a wave of early retirements.
It's quite clear that demand is outstripping supply today.
Raitt says North America is short more than 10,000 pilots, but not everyone feels the pinch equally.
The mainline carriers, think United, Delta, American, they're advantaged. They pay the most of all the carriers. They also fly the newest aircraft.
They've been able to poach pilots from regional carriers like PSA. Now PSA is hoping to poach from cargo carriers like FedEx.
It will be a win-win for the passenger airlines and for FedEx.
Shipping consultant Satish Jindal says demand for air freight has fallen as ground operations have become more efficient.
And as a result, they've ended up with more pilots than they need.
FedEx estimates it has about 700 excess pilots, and in a memo last week, actually encouraged them to take flight for PSA. But $250,000 notwithstanding, it could be a hard sell, says Robert W. Mann Jr., an airline consultant and former executive.
It's not going to be the most desirable flying, and it won't be anything like what you were doing at FedEx or UPS.
For one thing, despite the bonuses, regional carriers generally pay less, and pilots might fly multiple short legs a day, meaning more traffic, weather, and crying babies or other passengers. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.